When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Never thought I'd do it. Never thought I'd do it. Oh gosh, whatever happened to me? Ever happened to me? Ever happened to me? Why did I pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, boom? And end a nigga life so soon when me pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull it upon you. Somebody tell me what I'm gonna do. Rum pa pa pam, rum pa pa pam, rum pa pa pam, me say one man down. Oh, when me say rum pa pa pam, rum pa pa pam, rum pa pa pam, when me went downtown. Cause now I am a criminal, criminal, criminal. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord, I am a criminal. Man down, tell the judge, please give me minimal. Run, dun, 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 then I've been consuming.
Low key, I would have liked to hear a Nicki Minaj verse with her like little like accent thing she be doing on like a good remix of that song. Or I want her on the next album, or on the next Rihanna album, doing like her like patois and all that shit like that she be doing. Like I want to hear that. I want to hear that on her, on like how the two island gals would combine to make actually like a good Afrobeat song.
It's funny that you say that, because in Nicki's Vogue 73 Questions interview, she said she just recently realized that she has a bad Jamaican accent, and I thought she always knew that, but apparently not. So
yeah, I feel like all New Yorkers have this random like Jamaican accent. They like bust out like Yu-Gi-Oh cards. It just be like here, and it'd be like, yeah, they're like, wait, you're like, I mean, I'm like, well, that's probably like a really bad example, but it's just like the curl of the that. Don't say what it was given. I know what it was given. I heard that's why I had to cut it down real quick. But I feel like all New Yorkers have this like accent in the back of their pocket. They just randomly like to throw out.
Cause even like I remember like obviously like Foxy Brown. And like Lil' Kim, of course, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, but my favorite Lil' Kim album is The Naked Truth. And you know, on Lights Is Up, when she be like,
Becklin.
Oh, yeah, but she, oh, you know what? I'm thinking of something else. But on Lights Is Up, she started speaking Spanish.
Patois.
No, she was speaking Spanish. Oh. But yeah, they do all be throwing in that Jamaican accent. I'd be like, okay.
Jamaican is hilarious. I like that. Yeah.
Nicki actually has a bar, I forgot on which song, but she was like, mommy, your accent sound faker than Dylan's. Murder them. Fuck the competition already. Murder them. That's click clack. Click clack. And that's also a bar. Like, you really keep, okay, we don't have to get into the whole thing. Shout out to the queen
shout
of rap
out to all my girls.
Being the first. Now, this is what they had said.
That.
I don't understand it either. So they said Nicki is the first rapper on the cover of Vogue without, like on a solo cover. Because apparently when Cardi.
What does that mean, though?
When Cardi did her cover of Vogue, that was part of a pack of covers. I think it was like four covers for that month.
Okay, so now we're just reaching to give fucking achievements now.
I don't know. That's what he had said. I was like, but Cardi was...
That's why I was looking. I was like, I literally remember this Cardi Vogue shoe because I thought it was not a Cardi B type shoe. Like she looked... It looked kind of almost like Nicki's look, like in the same vein of like that aesthetic of it all. But I was kind of like... I was just kind of like... I didn't understand how Nicki would be qualified as like the first solo, and technically, regardless of if it's in a pack or if it's a solo, Cardi is still like technically like only one on the cover.
Well, if we want to be for real, Nicki is the first rapper on there.
How? Like in what sense?
Because only one of the two raps.
Oh, well, I mean, if you put it that way.
Oh, I couldn't wait to throw that little jab out publicly because me and my friends was kicking about. Well, technically, Nicki is the first rapper.
I mean, depending on how you look at it, because that's like saying some of these singers aren't the first singer on Vogue instead, or because they don't write their shit, they just fucking get in the microphone, or get in the booth, and fucking drop the beat. You know, so I mean,
the thing about the girls not writing their raps, I don't really mind. Yeah, but
it's just a Cardi thing.
No, it's just like a. I've learned to just be like, whatever. Some of the girls don't write, like it's okay. Like if the song is a bop, I'm still gonna bop. But as long as
I feel like that's normal, though. I feel like that's normal.
It's normal now. I think it's been normal, but...
It's been normal, because Jay-Z still had people in the studio with him and shit like that, like, drop, like, giving him lines to spit in a fucking, like, oh, what about this? And then he, like, collaborating all this other shit. So, I mean, rappers have been collaborating. It doesn't matter if writers were actually getting credit for it, Lauryn Hill. So it just depends on how you like fucking look at it. It's been a normal thing. It's just people have not been getting credit for it. Nicki and her bars have suddenly took that one little asterisk over something and have made it turn into a thing where you don't write your shit, you don't really count.
It's well, like, it's kind of hard to separate when you grow up on somebody who's very adamant about writing their own raps. And I will say, having somebody give you a word in a studio is not somebody writing your raps. You know what I'm saying? I can understand
that. But it's still a collaborative issue. It's still a collaboration, though. Because at the end of the day, you didn't write that bar. Regardless of anything else, that bar was handed to you.
In my heart of hearts, I do not believe that Nicki has ever had a bar handed to her. She might have had like a... Okay. Like a... I'm not going to say she's never had like somebody like drop some on her and she'd be like, okay, I'm going to use that. 99.9999999% of Nicki Minaj's raps, I am willing to bet my whole paycheck that she has written them. I will also be willing to bet my whole paycheck that Cardi writes more than some people might think. I can give her credit for that. Because, you know, it's just like, of course.
It's kind of like Sia being locked in the basement.
It's like
when it's time for her like to go record with like Beyonce, and Beyonce throw her peanuts and shit like that. You know, they say that about Rihanna.
I forgot. Fucking Beyonce. I forgot Sia be in the basement. But
that's crazy. Azealia Banks is wild. Like something is wrong with her.
Did she start that rumor? I thought that was just like a Twitter.
Yes, thing. You have Sia locked up in the. She was talking about Rihanna, I think, at the time. Or I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was Rihanna. She was like, you have Sia locked up in the basement. You go downstairs, you throw her peanuts. And you get a new song from her, some shit like that.
Do
and
I'm you just looking like, has Sia written for Rihanna?
Yes, she okay. has. She wrote on I can't remember one of the songs. It was an older album though. It wasn't the most recent one because at first she was working with Linda Perry a lot, like doing a lot of shit with Linda Perry, and then Linda Perry turned into Sia because Sia became the new Linda Perry, and so people weren't really looking for Linda Perry no more. And so yeah, I mean. I don't know. I feel like artists, like music and all that shit is suggestive anyway. Like, I feel like everybody has their different goals for what they look at and all this shit. Because how the fuck was not Pink Pantheress not nominated for a Grammy for Best New Artist? We'll never fucking understand that. Like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. Best New Artist? Huh?
See, what? That might be one of those things where it's just like Pink Pantheress has. Well, first of all, what's this person's race?
British black.
Okay, that's feeding into my point. It's feeding into my point. If Pink Pantheress was a random white artist who made the same song, she probably would be nominated for a Grammy. Now, I personally don't know any Pink Pantheress songs outside of the one with Ice Spice.
The Boy's a Liar.
That's the only one
like
I know.
But to be fair, I
feel like you have to have like a really big buzz to get nominated for Best New Artist, and I don't think she has a big enough buzz.
It really depends on the circle of music that you navigate in, though, because she's worked with Calvin Harris, she's worked with Kay Tranada, she's worked with all these people who like in the same vein that Tinashe has done all this work, and I didn't see if she was nominated at all either. And so certain stuff like that, I'm just like, how are these not, like, what is the goalpost for this shit? Like, what are y'all looking at? Because if it's numbers alone, The Boy's a Liar did numbers. Okay, let's be real about it. That should have been nominated. Like, if what's that Victoria Monet song? Or My Mama or whatever. If that can get her a nomination, The Boy's a Liar should have at least gotten Pink Press at least one. At least one. How, no matter how you look at it. Well, and that song came out before On My Mama.
We disagree, but it's okay.
You really think so?
I just don't think it was... I can see why you would be vouching for her, but, like, I don't... Nobody's... Ain't nobody saying throwing that Pink Panther rest. You know, and no shade to her, but I'm saying, like, she's not a house... I feel like household names or white people get the Best New Artist nomination. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of like when Victoria Monet was supposed to perform at MTV Awards, and they said, you're not a big enough name yet. How?
Now,
just because certain sections of music and, like, people don't listen to that doesn't disqualify them as being a big enough artist, because you have to think about the UK reach. Because Flo, yeah, like, it's different. Like, the UK music system, hey, stop that. The UK music scene is way different than American music scene anyway. But Pink Pantheress is literally, like, if y'all ain't know, it goes literally Rihanna, Tinashe, Pink Pantheress. But Pink Pantheress has literally just been out here doing her shit. And that's why I'm like, if anything... It might be a label thing, too. They probably didn't submit it. I don't fucking know. But there's no fucking reason The Boy's a Liar, Part 1 and Part 2 should not have been nominated for anything. Like, that's ludicrous. Like, that's ludicrous. And her album's like, good, too.
It's really no shade. But it honestly just sounds like it's one of those things where she has a core fan base and her fan base is upset. Because I don't see the issue with her not being nominated. Now, and that's not to take nothing away from her. And it's not just saying, like, well, I don't listen to Pink Pantheress. I just feel like nobody...
Low-key, that's what it is.
No, but it's just like...
Because you literally was like, her reach isn't big enough.
Well, because I don't know nobody that listens to Pink Pantheress. I don't see nobody posted about Pink Pantheress. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you have to have be like viral all the time to be in people's eyes like that. And she has that one song that
her first song went viral on TikTok and everything.
Yeah, but we don't know nothing else after that. The majority of us.
The majority of you people don't actually listen to tons of different types of music either, though. You have to look at the core of what you're getting these demographics from.
I totally understand and I agree with your sentiment, but I just don't agree that she should probably be nominated for Best New Artist. But that's I'm gonna listen to some Pink Pantheress tonight. I'm gonna put it on the boys' tunes.
She's not your type of artist. You won't like her.
No, you think so?
I know so.
I listen to a lot of different type of stuff. You would be surprised. You think I only listen to sad music, and I don't.
I think your music taste is more inclined to like Hot 100 R&B. Hip hop.
It's not.
Yeah. Like you're very like Hot 100.
It's not. I don't know nothing on the Hot 100 right now, probably.
Meaning the type of music is what's popping, like what's good, like what's like you're tapped into that. I'm tapped into I like the indie artists. I wanna see like who's new. I wanna see what's upcoming. I wanna see all that shit. Like that's how my music is like split up. Like I listen to a little bit of everything.
Most of what's on my like phone is throwbacks, old school music, blues, artists that I personally like, but a lot of it is indie artists, because when I be playing Tidal and I don't, let's say I'm not playing a playlist, Tidal will just like start playing new songs. I'll be like, ooh, add, or I'll be listening to, I want to say her name, Alexa. She'll just start playing random stuff. I'll be like, add. Like, a lot of the music on my phone is like music people don't know nothing about. One of my favorite artists is Sainabo Say. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I get it wrong every time. Totally not
I haven't listened to her.
Not a mainstream artist. I would not care for her for the Grammys, but she's one of my favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? So,
but she's definitely like a artist that's bubbling up right now, though.
Do you listen to her?
No, I don't listen to her at all. But I download, like if I hear something, I'll download and Shazam it and I'll add it to my playlist. Oh, while we're talking about it, make sure y'all go listen to Boy Tunes playlist on Apple Music. It's under Ken Lush. You can follow me. It should be up there. But I have it set as a public playlist.
Well, I'm going to have to put the link in the description. Make sure you send it to me because you don't forget. Well, since we're here, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Boys Next Door. We are your gracious hosts, Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod and subscribe. Shout out to all the subscribers. I did not know we had the subscribers that we had. So shout out to y'all.
Welcome.
You can listen to the Boy Tunes playlist on Spotify as well. That link will be in the description box as well. This week, we were reposted by somebody on Instagram. I should probably get his name right because I don't want to be like mean or rude. The person that reposted us, I don't have an issue with. I went on his page. He reposted a lot of stuff. Fine. I think his name is not popping up because I thought I took a screenshot, but I didn't. But shout out to him. He reposted one of our clips. It got a lot of traction. A lot of people liked what we had to say. Some people had nasty things to say, and I want to read the nasty comments. So, one person
says... We got to think of a name for this. Kind of a feeling this is going to be happening more often than not.
Well, since we don't have a day for it, let's just put it on the list for this week. So, first up on the list, we have somebody named...
The list is back.
Mr. Cuddles, 86, who says... okay, if you're watching this on YouTube, because I just told you to, I have on shades because I have a headache and I have all these lights on, so I can't really see, and I'm already blind, so just bear with me.
It's you leaning up to the screen for me, 3D style.
I guess I could just zoom in, right? I could. He says, attention is the worst drug. Somebody named Errol Takes All replies, driving more people to crash out than money ever could. So basically, we're attention seekers and we're doing it for the money, according to these two people. Okay. We also have a comment from... As soon as it loads up, I'll be ready, you guys. We also have a comment from...
A loser.
Cario Crenshaw, who says, I'm so annoyed with tacky gay dudes. And honestly, when we start making merch, tacky gay dudes is going on the t-shirt.
That stood out to me. I'm like, little do you know, that's marketing.
It's my favorite comment.
You got me there. Cause I feel like I get it. You guys are just not used to people being in charge of their sexuality and being in control of how they want to talk. You're used to fucking gays having to hide in the fucking back of the room and not express talking about getting fucked and sucking dick, but then also being able to have a duality of being able to talk about mental issues and like music. So you guys aren't used to that. I'm just gonna call you loser. If you're used to like gays from 1903, we're not those gays for you. We will never be those gays for you. We have opinions, we have mouths, and we have a deep throat that we like to spit the truth out.
Well, I don't know about about the throat, but
well, I have a deep throat, and he has a loose hole, so he spits his truth out of somewhere else. And so we just make sure that we push forward our agenda of being open and honest and giving the people what they want to hear without crashing out. Because we ain't crashed out yet. Angela Kiki or the Buddy Network or nobody ain't sponsored. So we ain't crashed out yet. Okay?
But there were some comments that kind of agreed with the throat numbing spray being childish. Other people were saying he needs to practice on real dicks. Somebody even offered to let me practice on them, which...
Hey!
Can
you imagine?
Yeah, but we also got some love this week on the YouTube, and I would like to read those comments as well.
Yeah.
Some person says, as soon as it loads up, I'm going to be able to read it to you, and because I don't want any dead air, I'm going to keep talking. Somebody says, I would love to be y'all besties. This podcast got me hooked for real. Love you so much. Thank you. Yay. That is Brianna Davis, 4216.
Did you see that?
Oh, you got the effects back? Oh, that's so cool. I wish I could do it.
Isn't that cute? You got to turn your effects on from your home, from like the little swipe down menu.
Oh, I just feel like there's too much AI in my life. I already do enough.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. That was a cute little treat, though.
Mal2746 says, you can't start the episode with, does Beyonce eat ass? We can and we did.
It has been done. We have decided she is.
Oh, that was Mal2746. That's my friend Malcolm. I did not know that was him, but he told me that was him. So hey, Malcolm, thanks for tuning in. And somebody else, Jeremy Johnson, 2217, says, I love y'all, and we love you too. Thank you, guys. We know, the hate, the love, we love it all.
We like just, it all. To be honest, I feel like we're two people who aren't really fazed by, like, the negative shit. Like, it's like, we kind of expect that because we've been doing social media for a long time. And people always have different opinions about shit that we do and we say across multiple platforms that led us to getting banned and canceled on other shit. So it's just kind of like, we're not fazed by that.
Is that
we
appreciate shade, Phaedra? Because, you know, I got suspended from Twitter last November, like November last year. So I'm on my 1 year anniversary with no Twitter.
Aww.
Except I still be reading all the tweets and stuff because I still can have access to the app, Elon. You can't stop nothing, bitch.
Okay, bitch. Where there's a will, BlackBerry finds a way. You should know that.
But yeah, thanks for all the love. Thanks for all the support. And now I want to talk about you dumb bitches. Shout out to all the dumb bitches. I hope y'all choke, to be quite honest. This whole thing with Keke Palmer and her baby daddy is like triggering, honestly. And I don't really care for throwing that word around too much, but literally triggering. And what's even more triggering? I'm knocking stuff down. That's how mad I am. What's even more triggering?
Trigger for real, bitch.
Is you dumb bitches acting like immediately in the comments from the first post when they first posted about the restraining order, and then they posted the pictures, which was like super triggering. I was like, wow, y'all, I could have gone without seeing this.
I wasn't prepared for the pictures.
Was not prepared. Everybody was like, oh, but she was just like all over him and talking about him and posting him. It's like, let's not be dense, you dumb whores.
Yeah.
People who are abused stay in their abusive situations for way longer than they should all the time.
All the time.
I'm speaking from a place of. Okay. I'll just say it. Grew up in an abusive household.
Right.
Okay. I'll leave it there. Maybe one day I'll go into. But you can literally be like, you can tell somebody whatever you think they need to hear. You need to leave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're not going to leave until they're ready to leave. I have watched my mother endure things that I was just, as a kid, I was just like, how are you accepting this behavior? You know what I'm saying? And then all the way up until, you know, before she passed away, she was defending this person. So it's just like, being a victim of domestic violence is something so much deeper than y'all would like to believe that it is, because y'all are fucking dumb. Like I said at the beginning of this rant, y'all don't understand that it's more complex than, oh, I should just leave. People have different reasons for why they can't just leave all the time. It takes
100%
a long time for some people. You might sit there and say, well, it could never be me, because I say that all the time. Let a nigga hit me. Okay, but I don't know what I would do in a situation like that, to be honest, because I haven't experienced that. So y'all can't just be like, oh, well, she was just all up over her. I don't believe it. Granted, you can't just assume he's guilty, but I'm gonna lean towards the side of there's no way she would just randomly lie on this man and call him abusive and have video footage of it out of nowhere. Like, y'all need to be for real and stop being fucking dumb.
I think what happens a lot of time is people automatically say it can never be me until it is them, and then they're like, then you see them kind of retract and you see them kind of fall back, and you see, like, I feel like a lot of people don't really understand or grasp other people's situations until it is them, which is unfortunate. Like, you never want to have to go through somebody else's trauma so you can understand and be a lot more, like, empathetic to it or sympathetic at that point. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like a lot of these people, it's a lot easier to point the finger and judge somebody else's mistakes or somebody else's decisions because it's not their own. So So I just always like when the news first broke, I didn't think it was like as deep as it was until I started reading more notes and I started reading more shit. And then the pictures dropped like maybe like an hour and a half or so later. I'm like, oh shit, this is like real, real. But then again, you also have to think about the same people that are saying this were the same people that when the Rihanna Chris Brown situation happened, were trying to discredit that as well. So these are the same people, like, and then I see a lot of women standing up and trying to defend him versus being there. I see a lot of women defending her as well. But I'm always curious about the women and the gays and the men in general who are like, well, she's this way, or he would probably put in this type of position. How did, at any point in type of position, anytime you put your hands on somebody in front of your child, like while she's holding the child, you're like it's just too far. You've gone too far. And I've been in situations where it has been more abusively inclined than I would have liked it to been. And people were still like, oh, well, you seem okay. You're fine. And it's just kind of like, but you still don't know the effects it has. You still don't know the complete totality of the situation. All you see is the little snippets. Whether the snippet is me, like, pushing forward, smiling, or me pushing forward, like, defending whoever and so forth and so on. It happens out here. It's like, this is the real thing. And we shouldn't wait until it's, oh, we got proof now. Let's try to hurt and defend them. Or we got proof now. Let's hurt and be on her side. It shouldn't take all that for you to be a human first and foremost. She has a child with this man. She is, like, clearly, we all know Keke Palmer. We've all grown up on Keke Palmer. So we all know how, like, Keke, like, and my friend told me the other night, and she pointed out something. I ain't never seen Keke Palmer in the news as much since she got with that man. And that's the most truest statement I've heard. At the end of the day, you have to look at the track record. You have to look at the fucking, like, the history, not just, like, some parts of it. And that's what people hate doing. People hate looking and comparing, because when you start comparing, it steals the joy of being able to tear somebody down, because then you actually have something proof to go off of and compare. So, I mean, I hate that she's in this situation. I really hate that it's being so public, but it's also just kind of like, we have to look out for people. We have to be aware of people. We have to try to just make sure that we're there for those who are around us, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our cousins, our aunties, so forth and so on. We have to, like, pay more attention to those around us so that when they are going through something, we see the signs and we can step up. Whether they want us there or not, we have to be human sometimes. Like, we all can't be cold and nonchalant, not give a fuck. We have to be human.
And to that point, like, I don't even remember what I commented on the Shade Room. I think I commented something like, I feel bad for her. And somebody replied, it was like, well, she clearly don't feel bad because she got out the situation. And I'm just like, what's the beef with having a little empathy sometimes? Like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, why y'all so quick to just be, like evil? Like, if somebody is... It, even back to, like, the Rihanna and Chris Brown thing, like, how Rihanna ended up going back to him at some point, right? It's like, y'all, you can't speak to somebody's mindset. They might actually, like, be trying to get this person another shot. They might have, you know, Stockholm Syndrome is a real thing. And I think a lot of people are just, like, so focused on, like, trying to get the clicks and the engagement by saying something totally fucking dumb and stupid. That they have, like, a lot of people have just lost the humanity. And it's just, for me, it's just like, again, I am a firm believer that, like, okay, well, let's see what happens in court. Because clearly this is gonna, something that's gonna, you know, play out in court. But at the same 100%. Time, what would make y'all believe that Keke Palmer is not a proven liar. She tried to tell y'all about Trey Songz, and Trey Songz got, like, 50 million rape allegations against him, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not like we talking about somebody like, I don't even want to use nobody else as an example, but like, there have been people who have been proven liars when it comes to stuff like this. And it's just like, it, even like when it comes to like Harvey Weinstein, R. Kelly and those type of people, everybody is like, well, they shouldn't have did this and they shouldn't have did, like, what happened to the
victim blaming
humanity? It's totally victim blaming. It's totally lame and it's totally dumb. And I can't wait for y'all to wake up in the morning and choke up on your spit.
100%. I just feel like people, it's a lot easier to try to post something and try to, like, say something and try to get a laugh and shit like that, than it seems to be hard for just the people to, like you said, just be human. Like, just be like, just show a little sympathy. Just show a little, like, compassion. Like, that isn't where we are in the world right now. Of course, with everything going on everywhere, it's just hard for people just to really sit back and just be like, hey, this is not okay. Regardless of if I know anything or I don't know anything, if you see something, say something. It's no harm in saying, girl, I wish you the best. Or, girl, I'm sad this happened. There's nothing wrong with that.
Or, so, how about this? Shut the fuck up. You don't have to say nothing. Especially if you finna say something just to be a contrarian, just so you can just get some engagement, you could just shut your mouth.
Choke. Oh, that too.
Yeah, all of that. And speaking of like issues going in the world, we haven't talked about this, but free Palestine. And that's all I got to say about that. And if y'all irritate me, I will go on a full rant about why. Okay, I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to get.
Just so you know, y'all, I asked. I said, look, I need a breakdown of everything going on. He like, really? Why me? But literally, I hope y'all say something so he can give y'all that rant. Because y'all need a rant. And you know, this like CNN over there. That's CNN over there.
You,
so,
you know. Y'all, some of y'all on the wrong side. That's all I'm going to say. Uh-huh. And I can say this briefly without getting into it because we're going to have some fun today. When it comes to Israel and Palestine, the way American media, because of our alliance mm-hmm. with Israel, has warped y'all brains to the point where y'all don't even acknowledge. Because some people will say, oh, I did my research and I still feel this way. You haven't researched well enough if you're still on the side of Israel. Now, I know what had happened was Israel got, in this particular conflict, Israel got attacked first. But if I come out of, if I come to your house right now, and I punch you in your face, and then you just start shooting me with an AK-47. Now, the people outside looking in would be like, oh, well, he punched him in the face. He got what he got. I didn't just punch you in your face for no reason. That's all I'm going to say. So y'all need to do y'all research for real.
I like that. I would say it's a reason. Nobody just going just like, that's not how it works. It's always a reason. So I like that. Very, very concise and to the point.
I think we should light the blunt because we did not do that.
Let's light this blunt to Palestine.
Yes, free Palestine. I also want to light the blunt to... okay, I'm going to say this quickly because I feel like I've expressed enough anger today. But I posted on my story that I was going to do on November 4th. I posted on my story that from November 5th to November 22nd, I was not going to skip a day out of the gym. Because I had been out of the gym for like 2 weeks. I had some catching up to do. And just to be shallow, like when I go home to see my family, because Thanksgiving is coming up, like I don't want them to think that I'm not taking care of myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want no unnecessary 100%. Questions. Because they already think, you know. Because I told them I was depressed like a couple weekends ago. I was like, I'm always depressed. Oh, I'm like, God. This is like.
That's the Mayday button for family.
I'm like, but this is it. Y'all don't be depressed sometimes. I was just like, what's going on? And they was just like flabbergasted. I don't want them to think that I'm not okay. Even if I'm not okay, I want them to see me so I can look healthy and they ain't got to ask me no further questions. You know what I'm saying? So I'm 100%. Like, I need to stay in the gym for the next 17 days. Somebody said something very discouraging. And if I was that type of bitch to be discouraged, you know, fine. But I'm the type of bitch that like to prove people wrong. So I'll see you on November 22nd, babe.
I really hate that. And that kind of doubles back to the Keke Palmer situation. Why do you speak on this? Like, why? Like, what is the point? Like, you see somebody trying to do something. You see somebody making moves for themselves. And it has nothing to do with you. Bitch, if you don't got nothing to say, just keep clicking. Like, people always want to spew the negative shit. They want to sit there and they just want to be like, oh, well. Like you said, contrary. Like, you don't always have to be contrary to everything. Just because something you wouldn't do or something not for you, bitch, just click through.
And that's also coming from an Aquarius. I'm a natural contrarian. But, like, I'm
100%.
I'm never, like, a contrarian on stuff that most people agree about. And most people will agree that you bitches are dumb.
Period.
Would you like? Don't I also want to light the blunt to like doing my nails this weekend because I haven't had my nails done in a while and I feel like being a lady. So I'm going to do my nails.
I love it. I've been saying I'm going to go get a pedicure. Like cause from work and shit like that, I'm like, oh, a pedicure would probably be so bomb. Like
yeah, but then you be thinking like, oh, it's so pointless. This is gonna get messed up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%. And then I gotta come back, and I gotta come back in a couple weeks. Like, it's just shit like that. I'm just like,
What you like
your blunt to? We're making it. I'm lighting my blunt to the year almost being over and me surviving it. So I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy about, like, just how this year has turned out in general for me. I feel like this has been one of my, like, it started off kind of rocky, child. I ain't gonna lie. But it's starting to pick up steam near the end, so hopefully I can take the momentum and just carry it up into 2024. So 2024 is going to be such a good year. I feel it.
Well, you asked what's something you've been quietly working on that you have seen positive results from. So do you have anything?
Just being more on top of what I, like, I feel like it's often easy for me to set a list of things I need to do and just, like, literally not do it. It's like, I have the list there and not do it. I feel like this year I've been really good with just keeping up with what I need to do, what I said I'm going to do, and then making sure I actually follow through with the plan. So I'm really proud about that, because I am just, like, so unorganized, like a pancake. I'm so unorganized half the time, and I'm just, like, one of the people, like, I can be kind of, like, when it comes to, like, plans and directions like that, I can either be a really scatterbrained or I can be really on it. I tend to lead towards, like, the scatterbrain shit, because being on it takes a lot more control and a lot more organization and a lot more of, like, care and a lot more shit I really don't want to spend time on and blah, 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 blah. So it's a lot easier for me just to go on a whim. So I've been trying to work on that a lot this year. How about you, though? Did I do this?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm very much like, you know, it's kind of like that thing, like, you know how you're going on a trip? But me personally, I don't pack until, like, the day of or the night before.
Cause I just feel like, just talking about this with someone.
It's just 100%. So much easier because I don't have to, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's easier to do it that way.
I feel like when you're packing, like, in, like, okay, I pack one day and I pack the next day. It's like, bitch, I might need some of this shit. The direction I may have for where I go, like, my toothbrush, like, no, mm-hmm. I really just pack everything all in one solid swoop. So I know everything's together. And then tomorrow I go on my way and I don't have to worry about it no more. Like, I hate packing in general. I hate packing to move. I hate packing to go on trips. I hate unpacking. Packing is the worst.
I definitely hate packing to move, and that's why I decided to go ahead and renew my lease this year because I was like, girl, I can't even imagine. I hate moving so bad. Like, I love, like, the feeling of a new apartment, but I 100%. Hate the process. Like, ugh.
You gotta clean. It's the cleaning. It's the gathering. It's the all the shit. That's why low key with this apartment, I was kind of like, I'm really not gonna get too much shit because I don't. When it's time to move, I don't want to have to worry about the shit. And I'm really glad I stuck with that because I went through my house and, like, well, half the shit I want to take, I can, like, easily just, like, pack it up into a U-Haul and call it one. Like, I don't have excess shit. I don't need a big U-Haul. Literally, the only thing I'm probably gonna take is, like, I might not even take my TV this time. I may just get a new one whenever I have time for me to go and wherever I get there. I just don't want to deal with organization and putting all this shit together and all this other shit. So I'd rather not move unless I have to.
When I moved into this apartment last year, I was more excited to move because, first of all, the apartment was an upgrade. It was closer to my job. But also, it was just like... I moved to Houston to, like, live differently, like, to have, like, an elevated experience when it comes to, like, apartments. Because, you know, in Chicago, I don't know, it's just, like, you will get a nice apartment, but then it's just, like, you still in the hood, you still, like, dealing with, like, mice, and no shade, if you live in Chicago, you had a mouse or two in your house, and don't even try to act like, don't act funny. And if you from New York, don't say shit to me because y'all catching
mice. I was saying, y'all got more rats than pigeons over there in New York.
Y'all bro. Rats Let's are the size of raccoons and small kittens. Like, I don't want to hear it, okay? Please, okay?
Soccer ball rats.
So I came down here, I was just like, I need to, you know, so I don't know. And my next move, I want to keep elevating, you know?
That was like my main thing, too, when I first moved out here. I'm kind of like, I really don't want to live in anything that I could have lived in or stayed in Chicago for.
Right.
Like, everything has to be, like, upgraded. Everything has to be different. Like, and I'm really, like, me moving here kind of, I don't know if it spoiled me because I've been looking at other states and shit like that. And I'm looking like,
girl, when I say,
what y'all doing out there?
When I say, I feel like, you know, everybody got that bougie cousin. I'm becoming the bougie cousin. It's just certain stuff. Like, I will not do without in-unit laundry. I will not do without a dishwasher. I will not do without double door refrigerators. Like, it's just certain stuff that you get certain used shit. To. Like, I'm never going back.
Ever. And now I'm like, okay, I have to live. Like, I gotta have a view now. I gotta have a balcony now.
Gotta have outdoor space automatically.
Because in Chicago, I know we talk about Chicago every week, y'all. But it's just like, in Chicago, we don't have like tons of like outside space.
None.
You have like a sidewalk and one patch of grass beside it.
You'll be lucky if your apartment building has a porch. The only way you get in a porch is like if you live in a 2-flat or 3-flat, 3-4 flat, you know, one of those. Or if, I mean, that's really
a
it.
Garden.
Or a garden apartment. But if you live, and that's a little different everywhere. So garden apartments in Chicago is the basement apartment. Down here, they call garden apartments those apartments where, like, you walk out your door and you're outside. Those are garden apartments down here.
Oh, okay. Oh, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's different.
No, it's kind of, it's because I used to have one. My last apartment here was a garden apartment. Like, it's like, you walk in the building and it's a hallway, but it's like no hallway. It's just outside and then your door. Kind of motel type vibe.
Motel, almost. Yeah. Like, you're outside, but you're still like, you can walk right on.
Yeah, it's like on the property. It's gated, you know, but, you know, it is what it is.
In my last apartment in Chicago, like, if you remember, it was like a garden type situation, but I had like a
y'all had mad patio. Space.
That was like low key. That apartment, like, if I could get that apartment at that price in like either like in a new state or something, I would totally like.
But see, industrial that type of apartment, like down here, $1,500 a month.
See, but like, and that's the thing. It's like, fuck. Like, the prices everywhere is going up for every fucking thing. But it's just like, come on. This is kind of like, I know. And my mom kind of raised me. This is her fault too. This is why sometimes I'd be like, girl, just everything when it comes to money is your fucking fault. Because my mom raised me, you pay for what you get. If you want something, you're gonna pay for it. If you don't wanna pay for it, you're gonna settle for what you're gonna pay for. And that's just how I kind of look at fucking everything. Yeah. I kind of look at it like, okay, look, if I wanted to work, I'm gonna have to dish out some money for it. Of course, there's ways around it. Of course, there's lesser ways of doing it, of course. But it's just kind of like, you pay for what you get. And so I always look at that, especially for apartments. Like, when I tell people about my apartment, they're kind of like, originally, everyone's always like, you pay what for what?
Yeah.
But then, like,
same reaction.
Yeah. Girl. But then once you start telling the amenities, like, I have, like, a gym. I have a spa. I have, like, pool. I have fireplace. I have valet garden. Like, I have all, like, in my view is a beautiful, if you ever seen my Instagram story. What'd you guys say?
But let's talk about valet trash. I will never move anywhere unless they could not come to my door to pick up my shit. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
Ever. Bitch, I was mind blown. I was like, valet trash.
I was like, what is that, honey?
Okay, honey, what's this? And so, like, from, like, my first year here, like, the garbage was taken out manually because I didn't know what the fuck valet garbage was. And then, like, one day I started seeing, like, all my neighbors just, like, leave their garbage outside. And I'm like, hold the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for this already anyway. Bitch, I don't even know the garbage can is at no more outside. Okay? Because, baby, I am, like, it's just...
I will take my garbage out sometimes if it's, like, funky or if it's, like, a day they not pick it up and I need to get rid of the trash. But
other than that... I somehow looked up and my garbage can don't leave the outside of my house. It's out there all the time. I don't care. Whatever day they decide they don't want to come, baby. That garbage is waiting over there for when you do come. I ain't playing around. Like, it's valet garbage for a reason. Like, they tried to, like, send a letter to everybody and be like, don't leave your garbage out on certain days. Everybody's still leaving their fucking shit out. Like, we do not play. Like, this is a very spoiled community. Like, very spoiled.
They give lease violations here for leaving your trash out, so I don't play those games. But what? I will have to, the bitch that pick up garbage, he broke my garbage can. I don't have the garbage can that they give you from the community. I have a,
copy.
I have a, it's a stainless steel automatic garbage can, so I really don't even like
sitting
out there. Okay,
yeah, the one to lid pop up.
Yes. But I, this particular time, I left the piece in there that holds the trash bag inside the garbage can so it don't be hanging out.
Uh-huh.
why he took my piece. So now my garbage can, now it just looks tacky, and I just have to buy a new garbage can because it's that one little piece that he took off of there. And it's like he, when he pulled up the bag, he would have pulled up that piece. So it's just like, why wouldn't you just leave that there? You just took the whole thing with you, you dumb fucking bitch. When I catch you.
Garbage man can be kind of fucking lazy. Like they get paid a lot, I know. But it's still like, they're kind of fucking lazy. Because there's days where I'm like, I leave like, so the rule is you can leave like, as long as you have a box. I know y'all really don't give a fuck
about, I was about to say, these first world problems are crazy. There are people,
oh my God,
like,
listening
to this, like, if you only see, it's no shade, y'all. We just talking about.
No shade. Oh my God, this
we should actually probably move on. This is so ridiculous.
Okay, we'll save it for like a Patreon. Oh, we were literally about to go off about,
girl, because I got so many complaints and
bitch, I was about to let them. I was about to let. We are so sorry, y'all.
There are people dying in Palestine. Free Palestine. Okay.
Okay.
We talking about that horrible situation, then we start.
I was thinking that, I didn't say it though. I was definitely just thinking about that. Now we're bitching about them not them messing up our valet curbside garbage.
This is
so bad. Our listeners gonna be like, bitch,
I'm sorry, y'all. Let's get back to the real world. I wanted to talk about this real quick. I've realized that I kind of knew this, but I kind of got commitment issues a little bit.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, welcome to the party.
And the thing that made me realize it was just like, well, obviously I've never been in a relationship. Now, I can go back to each of those situationships and be like, it wasn't me. But to be fair, if I think about my first one, I definitely was not ready to commit. Like, I was dragging that boy along as long as I could. And he stayed until he didn't, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But he did do some fuck shit, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And then I can think, the second one don't count, because that one, he can choke. The one that I was, like, the closest to being in a relationship with, again, it wasn't my thing. It wouldn't have been my choice to cut that off when it was cut off, but I could see why it was, because, you know, maybe I was a little too reserved still. But so I just think, I don't know if I'm ever gonna, you know, come out of that. I do work on it. It's not like I'm against relationships, but it's just like, once somebody pissed me off, I'd be ready to go back into hiding, because I don't have time. I don't have to do this. I can just be by myself.
I feel like it's a lot easier just to be by yourself sometimes at this point. Like, and I know I'm like such a like certified lover boy extraordinaire, but it just certain times it's just like, I really don't want to deal with anybody right now. It's not like I'm not in the place to deal with somebody. I can totally deal with somebody. I just haven't been in a situation where I feel like I'm ready to stop being selfish with my needs enough to be focused on somebody else's wants. And so I'm not there yet. And so it's a lot easier for me right now to overly commit to myself. And then, like, when I see those red flags or something, I literally read something earlier that was talking about this, and I forgot what it said, but it was like, sometimes we look for those red flags or icks in people that we do like, and it's a form of self-sabotage because we're afraid of what the situation
could be. Oh, I 100% do that. I ain't ashamed about it. I be looking for shit. Please piss me off so I can cut you off. I be waiting on the nigga to make me mad so bad. I be like, come on, just go on and do it, because it's finna be so easy for me to cut you off.
Pull the trigger.
Just go ahead.
Man down.
What Medea say, you better not say speak of spaghetti. Say something. Soon as you open your mouth, okay. All right, you're done. I can just, and I don't even have to tell you you're done. I'm just going to stop talking to you.
I just think it's like, I don't know if it's because we're like, I don't want to use the word damaged, but I don't know if it's just because we're seasoned to how
damaged.
I thought that I should let you know. That's a bop. Danny Kane is, I won't go there. I won't get started. But I feel like it's a lot easy, like, because of the situation we've been in and because of the people that we've been exposed to, it's a lot easier for us to go inward instead of, like, trying to figure shit outward with someone that we may seem interested in or may, like, have an attraction to. Like, it's a lot easier to be like, okay, well, I'm just about to quit you because I know last time I overly committed to this point. it didn't play out in my favor. And I feel like it's hard to really release that baggage and let that shit go to the point of, like, you can overlook something that you feel like you're afraid of. And that's kind of, like, why I got, like, this tattoo. I kind of, like, I'm going through this phase right now where I'm trying to start to trust my fears. I'm trying to learn how to trust my own intuition in situations and know that, like, I got me, and I wouldn't be in a situation if I couldn't handle the situation. And sometimes, even if I can't handle it, it's the fact of knowing that, hey, you're not prepared for this, but this is a lesson for next time that you're facing it, you can handle it a little better. Like, so I'm really trying to, like, I'm really just in a good phase right now where I'm just like, bitch, you are
so... I was trying to be discreet, bitch.
Bitch, ain't no way your long back ass trying to be discreet sneaking in like that, bitch. Ain't no way, bitch. You trying to sneak back in.
I didn't want to hit the mic. I didn't want the, because I'm wearing my Halloween heels. I didn't want the heels to make noise.
You put them on? Bitch, I didn't even see you go put them on.
Girl, I had them on this whole episode.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I want to
see.
Well,
I guess I can see your feet.
If you're on the YouTube, you can see him.
Exclusive. Oh, I know we're getting off topic. I really want to give me a pair of pleasures so bad. I just think, like, sometimes I feel like seeing guys in heels is so hot. Well, I like seeing myself. Like, I'm really trying to get a lot more comfortable with the feminine side of my part of myself too, a lot more. And so, like, seeing myself in heels or lingerie and shit like that really has been doing it for me lately. I love a good schoolgirl skirt and shit like that.
I want to get more in tune with my feminine side, because I'm not like, you know, I'm not clearly not masked, but I'm not like feminine either. But and it is just my nature to be like more on the butch side of the butch queen.
I was going to say that. I was like, you definitely give me like flannel gay.
Yeah, and that's natural for me, but I also want to, like, play around a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like it.
But my natural thing is to just be, like, you know, undetectable, as one would say. Like, so nobody would really, because, you know, being young and gay and having to hide it, you kind of build up this whole thing, and so now it's a part of who I am. I'm just, like, naturally, like, not trying to be.
Don't be too gay. But also, like, you're like, it just,
it's not even like forced thing, but it's like, what's the word? It's like, it's natural, but like, y'all know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say. Okay, yeah.
It's just the thing that you just walk around with this thing on you. And so it's like, you're not even trying to, like, be like less flamboyant because you hate being gay. You're trying to be less flamboyant so you don't get your ass beat or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it, you've been trained to just, like, look, I can't be too gay, because you never know. Like, oh my God. I feel like
it's
universal.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
To any fucking city. I feel like in Chicago, if you were taking public transportation, if you were out on the street, if you were presented too gay, it was a large chance that you would get attacked or heckled or people say anything to you. Like, the safest time of the year I've ever felt being gay on public transportation in Chicago is during Pride. That was the only time I ever feel safe, like, ever, because I'm surrounded by tons of gays, I'm surrounded by tons of people who are just like me, and it's even, like, just walking and navigating, it's like, oh, you're like, it's just a sense of camaraderie that Chicago has a lot of. But then it was like, there's other times where, hey, you have, I've seen this happen. Like, people have on, like, you know, like, when those rainbow, like, those little, like, big rubber band things that people wear on their wrists was a thing, and it would be rainbow. I'll see people start calling people gay. I've seen, like, gay guys or more feminine-presenting gay guys, like, with their hair done or makeup on. My friend, I've had friends who have, like, been, like, people trash-talking and whispering and shit like that. So it's just, like, you learn to shrink yourself a little bit. It's like a trauma response. You're like, I know I can't be all that I want to be. That's why I kind of always love randomly when all the gays who are just like very just like more butch presenting gays, like, I don't even want to say butch, more masculine presenting gays, like, they go through this really extreme feminine phase. You'll see them start like dabbling more in, like, fashion and dabbling more in, like, makeup and in their self-expression. Like, their form of self-expression just starts soaring. And I really love that phase when people go through that. I feel like we're taught not to be that way. We're taught not to outwardly behave and show that.
And to be, and to that point, like, my mama was not playing them games. My mama was, like, on me so much that, like, she didn't like when I said words that end with S because she said it sounded too much like a girl. So, like, I couldn't say, all my sisters, like, they couldn't say yeah to my mama. Like, it had to be yes. My mama didn't let me say yes. I had to say yeah to her because she didn't like, I said yes too girly.
Wow.
Like, my mama used to like punch me in my chest and be like, say I'm a man. I would have to be like, I'm a man. And I'm like, but I'm really like 5 years old. Like, you're doing the most, lady. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's, I can laugh about it now, but
clearly
I grew up being that way. It's in me.
Yeah. I had the same experience. Like, my dad and me have come a long way. Like, very, very, very long way with our relationship. But I was just telling somebody this story, like, earlier this week. When me and my dad, you're talking on the phone with your dad or you're talking on the phone with anybody, you're like, bye. My dad didn't let me say bye because he thought it was too girly. He was like, don't tell me bye. You don't say bye. You say something else. And I'm just like, okay. He was just like, my dad wanted to really install in me this sense of masculinity. Like, at a really, like, young age. Meanwhile, my mom and my grandma, they were just kind of like, boy, whatever. Let him say what the fuck he, like, they don't curse anything. But just, like, they were just like, let him do his thing. And so, like, while my dad was more, like, adamant about me trying to present, like, a more, like, masculine appearance, my mom was, like, my mom, my grandma, whatever. She was more just kind of like, let him just do his thing and figure it out. All while under the realm of, I went to a private Christian school. I was, I'm a PK if you guys didn't, like, I don't know if I talked about it recently at all, but my mom is a pastor. So I was in Christian school from 2 years old to 17 years old. So, like, I have this long gap of just, like, how you're supposed to present yourself and what you're supposed to be like. And then, like, for me, I felt like, I will never say, like, I'm the most, like, masculine person ever, because I'm definitely not. I feel like I'm definitely more of your butch queen vibe, 100%. But then I've also, like, I've really was given a space to really dabble with, like, where I wanted to wear leggings, I was wearing leggings. When I wanted to wear tube tops, I was wearing tube tops. When I wanted to have weave in, I had weave in. I was given that window, where that, like, I took the window sometimes. Then after a while, I was just kind of like, fuck it. And I was just kind of like, I'm just going to do this. This is what I want to do. And it was nothing anybody could do but respect it, because that's always been me. I've, like, once you get tired of playing by the rules, you got to start writing the rules yourself. And I feel like I got to the point where I got so tired of just trying to play make-believe to make everybody else believe something that they saw in me versus what I saw for myself. And so I got to the point of, like, really just being comfortable with the fact of, hey, I am gay. I really do love niggas, and I really do love dick. And so once I got to that place, it was kind of like nothing can really hold me back, because that was everything that the world would judge me for. Like, I would judge for being gay before I would judge for being black. Like, and that's literally, like, the totality of me growing up. Like, I was, like, when you're in Christian school, I know this started going so long, but I, like...
And to that point, like, guess who you were being judged about being gay by? The black people. So, you niggers were gay shaming us very early on, and y'all have made us hard.
Before we even knew what the fuck was even going on. Like, I don't know if I'm being a girl. Like, I'm literally just, like, literally just trying to breathe.
And, okay? And the reason why I bring up the relation between blackness and gayness is because when it comes to, like, racism in this country, all of our black asses are getting it. But then we turn around, because mind you, we, most of us are on the front lines with y'all. At the protests, at the marches, all this other type of stuff. Then we turn around and y'all anti-LGBT, y'all using all the slurs, y'all don't think gay people deserve rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all killing us.
Who the girl, who the boy?
Y'all want to lie and say you didn't know when really you just upset you got caught. All this other type of stuff is very violent. So it's just like, but we still have to fight for all of our black asses, even though y'all won't fight for us. Y'all need to check on y'all aunties and y'all uncles. That's all I'm going to say.
Hello. The call is coming from inside the house. That's the thing. And so it just be like, it's a lot easier. I feel like we started talking about this in the beginning. It's a lot easier to judge somebody for something that you're not experiencing yourself. Because I'm different than you, it's a lot easier for you to pinpoint what's wrong with what you think is wrong with me. But the resource of the reality is we all got our shit going on. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's fucking perfect. Don't ever let somebody force you into a sense of not knowing who you are and a lack of self-awareness. I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like our listeners range from a variety of ages. I feel like, if y'all take nothing else away from this podcast, I know we talk about a lot of shit. I want y'all to take away the fact that y'all have to really just allow yourself time and space to grow into who you're supposed to be. Like, you may not be that person today, but trust in God and trust in whoever you believe in that it will happen. But you have to give yourself the opportunity and space to actually do that. Okay? Like, I'm trying not to cry. I'm a crybaby, y'all. I feel so passionate about this because I see so many black gay men. I'm not going to cry. And we're recording this. No. Okay. So I see a lot of black gay men not being able to live in their truth about what they want to be and who they are. And they're so ashamed and so hurt and so tied down to the image that a lot of people are trying to push on them, that they grow unhappy with themselves, they grow unhappy with other people, and they are not able to love in the capacity that they should be able to love and be able to give love and receive love. They don't know what that is because the people who have hurt them the most are those who they have loved first. Be kind to yourself, because a lot of these people don't even love themselves, so they can never properly love you. And that comes from family, that comes from platonic relationships, that come from romantic relationships. A lot of these people don't know how to love themselves. So you should never expect love from them. But if they give it, receive it and give it back tenfold. Anybody that's in your corner that is 100% in your corner, hug them close and hug them tight, because it's rare. There's a lot of other people. You may be down and on one person that is in your corner. That's one more person that somebody else does not have. Please show love and care and give affection to those around you. Please give love and affection and care to yourself. Allow yourself time and space and just opportunity to be feminine, to be masculine, to be whatever you fucking want to be. If one day you want to wear heels, wear heels. If one day you want to wear fucking Timberlands, wear fucking Timberlands. It is O fucking K. And I'm telling this to myself first and foremost because I never believed I was able to actually be one or the other. I thought I had to be one or the other. I didn't think I could be both. Live in your truth, live in who you are, and allow whoever you are to always shine through, because it's going to take you wherever you need to be. Okay, I'm done.
I love that. Amen, sister. And with that, I think we should move into Ask the Boys. You guys have sent us some questions this week. If you want to talk to us about anything, you can email us at askboysnextdoor@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram @boysnextdoorpod. Whichever one is better for you. I know you young Gen Z girls don't use the email, but us millennials still got it. So
okay, we clicking away on our ads.
Girl, I am knocking everything over today. This is crazy, and my camera is slipping by the second.
It's the weekend. Everybody's feeling good.
Okay. So we got a question this week from our good friend Alex.
Hey, Alex girl.
So y'all know Alex is the guy who is okay. So Alex, we finna tell your business. So Alex had met this dude online on like a Thursday, and by Monday they was like, "I love you," and then they had broke up by like what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They had broke up.
Wednesday.
It was a 1 week relationship. So he talked to us about that, and then he ended up talking to this white dude who was like 20 years old or something like that. They're both 20, very young, and young and prune, and and that didn't work out. And so now he's writing us, and the title of this email is Ho Phase at this point. Alex writes, "So me and that guy decided to call it quits. I didn't feel sad or anything." I think this is the white guy, right? Okay. "I didn't feel sad or anything because I've had so many boyfriends that I don't get sad."
Okay.
Alex said, "Look, Lori Harvey ain't got shit on me, bitch. On to the next one.
Okay, bitch, I know that's right.
Lori Harvey, Common, them girls move on fast. Taylor Swift, all those girls.
Taylor Swift, knock them down. Line them up, knock them down.
I'm thinking that I should stay single for a while to get myself together, but that does not mean I'm going to stop getting some dick. I know that's right. I also decided I'm not doing long distance anymore, so that's pretty much it. By the way, I am a Virgo. Oh, this is starting to click so well. Now I understand who you are.
Oh, I got Virgo tendencies.
And also, I think having 4 boyfriends this year and none of them have worked out is a sign. Anyway, love, Alex.
Yeah.
4 relationships a year. That's like 1 every quarter.
That's crazy. That's a lot of loving.
That's kind of wild, Alex.
Alex, you're intense. We need to do like a segment where we have like listener, like we can have people call in and we can like actually talk to them on like a third part.
Yeah,
I'd love to do something like that. That'd be fun. But I feel like 4 boyfriends a year, that means that you're kind of looking for something. And I feel like you might actually just fall for these people kind of fast and like jump into shit before you really know what you're jumping into. Cause 4 is I won't say it's a lot. I mean, but it's a good number.
I think
especially to claim them as boyfriends and not just like
as like fling. You know, like flings. Exactly.
Yeah.
Summer
flings.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of jealous because I feel like I wish I had 100%. Went through this stage in my early 20s. Like, I wish I had dated around like this.
100. What did you date like when you're in your 20s? Like, what was your dating like?
It was just like, I like you and we're together.
Same.
It's just literally. Like, I'm loyal to you even though I don't have to be because you're not my man. And it's just like, but we spend a lot of time together. We're having sex. It's basically a situation. Yeah. It's basically a relationship without the title, which I kind of wanted to talk about when we started talking about commitment. But then we got derailed by our social justice issues. But
okay. Yeah, we gotta make up a little time. But I feel like I'm like a golden retriever too. Like you give me a little love, then I'll stick around. I'll play around a little bit. I'm really loyal, and I feel like in my early 20s, that's all I was doing too. Like, baby, if I liked you, we locked down.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, I'm there. It's like I ain't got a pot or a window to throw the piss out of. But baby, I was there and I was ready for whatever. And so it just kind of like I really wish like in my 20s I did date around, and I didn't like feel so like the need to like the heteronormative of like. Find a boyfriend, keep a boyfriend, go together, try to get married type shit. I think I would have probably had like 20 relationships in a year if I didn't.
I've just always been that person, like once like my heart gets broken, I need to go into hibernation. And that lasts for a while and then I go out again. So for me, it's always been like once I'm done with a nigga, I need to go on a break. I like being by myself anyway, so that'd be my default setting anyway.
Recline,
and it's kind of I didn't move to Houston for this reason, but I got dumped in December 2019.
Dumped is wild.
Or maybe it was like it probably was New Year's Day. Now that I think about it, it was one of those times. And next thing I know, I was in Houston. I think I'm kind of like that. Like once I'm out of once I'm heartbroken and then I'm out of something, I'd be like, drastic change. What are we doing next? I'm going bald. What's happening? I'll do it. I don't care.
And I feel like I'm one of those people, like, because I get a lot of closure before whatever the big bang happens. Like, so as something's revving up, I'm kind of like always like prepared for it. So when it does happen, I'm kind of like, cool. We've already addressed this in our head. We've unpacked these issues. We can move along a lot more stable. Because like when I was younger, I was really just like reactive to shit. Like I'm crying, I'm breaking down, I'm just kind of like, I can't go on. I'm like total drama queen. And so like, but now I feel like now I've gotten to a place where if something bad happens with a guy, I'm kind of like, oh, woosah. Hey, I hit up my close circle, like which is you and Tara. And so I messaged you both literally at the same time, the same thing. I'm like, okay.
I just followed Tara back. I didn't know she was following me, and she never said nothing. I just followed her back.
That's how she operates. She's gonna attack me for talking about her. But yeah, but I literally sent you both the same message at the same time. You reply a little bit later. Tara always replies. I see that re-receipt pop up real quick because she be on it. So I'm getting her input in the midst of it. And then, you come
through. Sounds like she's a better friend.
Well, no. You guys are equal. You both, I feel like you both are very strong. Like, you guys are like, y'all are like my back. So y'all both equal. See how I did that? PR answer. And so, like, I forgot what I was talking about.
Don't. but yeah, I agree. I definitely wish I was doing more. But basically, Alex, yeah. I do agree that just take a little break. Look, just, you know, spend some time with yourself. Yeah. Kind of figure out like more about what you like. So the next time you get into a situation, you know exactly what you will and will not tolerate, what sits well with you, what doesn't. Like, take a little time to yourself. Maybe don't take it as far as I did and stay single for the rest of your 20s, because I'm about to be 29 and still have never had a man. But you definitely want to explore your options, but don't stress yourself out. Like, give yourself a little pause. But to your point, you had made a point and I was going to come back to it and I forgot about it.
Man. I know, you said that too. We smoked. Our brains don't work like they used to.
We was just saying, like, we really should have been on ADHD medication as children.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I feel like most people should. Like, the way this podcast goes is literally how our conversation. So, y'all, this, imagine us trying to talk about something. This is literally how we go.
Because half the shit we just talked about was not on the list at all.
Oh, no, baby. It's not at all. So, that's just how we operate. So, you guys literally are, like, literally sitting on our couch listening to two best friends talk about bullshit.
Two tacky gay dudes with ADHD.
Tacky gay dudes. Love it. That's us. 100%.
That sounds like the name of the episode.
Okay, I'm posting.
Tacky gays with ADHD. I like it. Let's see if
I like it. that's literally what this fucking episode has been like. Two tacky gays with ADHD. 100%.
Okay. Since I forgot my point, let's go to our next question this week. We have a question from Danny. Danny has written us before, Danny. But I don't remember what Danny has written us about. And I should have checked. But hey, Danny.
I think we rated his dick.
Okay, maybe we did. Oh, we need to bring that back. Send us dick pics. We'll get back
Wait,
to that.
Well, y'all ain't send us no dick.
We're getting
dick.
Off track again, bitch. Back to the letter.
sorry, y'all. Okay. Or feet.
Danny writes, Ayo, it's Danny again, back with a real question. So I think I'm in my eye-opening era. I just turned 22 a couple months ago, and I think I'm just a bottom who plays top. I didn't read this beforehand, so I didn't know where this was going.
Okay.
Like, I used to top a lot when I was, like, 18 and shit, but recently, like, late 21 till now, I've been bottoming a lot. I still eat ass and shit like that, doing top shit. But when it becomes my turn to fuck, no lie, I get soft or I be hard, and when I'm in they hole, I be feeling weird. Like, I don't want to do this. Also, I'll fuck them, but I can't come when I can't come. Danny, the proofread. Now I told y'all to proofread.
Here we go.
Y'all send these letters in. Now I am.
Mavis Beacon teaches English.
I am what they would call, I don't know if this is politically correct to say anymore, but back in the day they used to call it a grammar Nazi. Like, I'm very much like an English teacher. So I'ma start taking y'all to school. Now, we was talking about dumb bitches earlier. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, God. We just lost 4 subscribers.
I'm just playing, Danny. I'm just playing. Okay, but no, I'm not playing. Proofread these letters before y'all send them in, because I'ma start sending them back with the red marks on them. I'm not playing. I will do it, okay?
Bitch, and he will, too. That's the worst part. That is so stupid. Come on, teacher,
you will have to resubmit the letter, and if it doesn't pass, it will not get read on air. That's the new rules. But I am high, so maybe I'm reading this wrong. Let's go back. He said, so basically he be feeling weird, like he don't want to do this. So he said, I'll fuck him, but I can't come. But I come when I bottom. Okay, so he was saying, sometimes when he tops, he doesn't come, but he comes when he bottoms. So at this point, I don't even know if I can call myself verse anymore. Also, I don't want to be the stereotype of verse niggas who say they verse and then they only bottom. That's true, because that I've been telling niggas I'm verse one. Really, I'm like, I'm not fucking you, nigga.
They're like, this a woman.
I am a lady. Not, I don't have no use for my moose knuckle down here, okay? It's just for props, okay? I'm not a top. But I be telling.
I say, mine been showing the whole episode.
I be like, a verse bottom. But girl, that just, well, if somebody tell you they a verse bottom, that's a bottom.
That's like when you go to somebody's desk and they got a fucking nameplate on their fucking shit and they say some weird ass title. Like, girl, that is not what you do.
You was
girl.
A clerk, a bitch.
Secretary. Okay, you were the secretary, bitch. Director.
And same thing with verse top. That's a top. Okay, he just saying that just in case his boyfriend want to touch it a little bit.
Just because just in case you want to get your ass ate that day, you don't want to feel weird about it.
Like, but
I love eating booty.
I was just about to. Just about to say, I like eating. If tops would just let me eat their ass, like, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel like I would, like, I don't claim anything else because I don't want you to come up here and think you're getting nothing that I ain't advertising. I already advertise myself as a tricky bottom. I love ass, but I ain't fucking it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't have no.
I'm not using it. It's just I'm not going
there. The moose knuckles stay hidden.
I will. Cause I know I will because I want to, but it's just like that's not gonna be my thing. Now I don't know. I might accidentally fall in love with topping. I don't know, but I really am not.
I see so much for your future. I feel like the sky is the limit.
Bitch. Back to the letter.
See.
So he doesn't know if he can call himself verse anymore, and he doesn't want to be the stereotype of verse niggas who say they verse and then only a bottom. So if y'all got some advice or anything, let me know. Also, when can I be a guest? I feel like I'll give the energy of guest host that should be given your Virgo king. Oh, you're also a Virgo. Oh, you people are, y'all think y'all my friends, and that's not the case because I don't like Virgo.
Virgos love me.
I like Beyonce and Keke Palmer.
Well, those are good starts. Daisy's a Virgo. And then I have a friend named Lauren who's a Virgo. Two Virgo women, but very different Virgo women. Mm-hmm. Daisy is just very like open and sweet, and then Lauren's a bitch. So
Virgo's got good dick, though. No shade.
I haven't slept with a Virgo before. I want some Aries dick. Aries dick.
Phenomenal dick. Phenomenal dick.
Aries have really good dick.
Scorpios, Aquarius, amazing dick.
Aquarius are really good at like the foreplay shit. Like Aquarius to give you some great foreplay.
That's true.
And everything else to just be, you'll be like, okay, well, bitch,
I don't know about that, bitch, because my coochie snatched, but the foreplay, I like foreplay.
See, yeah, y'all excel at the foreplay. The coochie may cooch, but it ain't nothing like the foreplay. And then those tourists are just all around the best.
Oh, that kind of goes into something I wanted to talk about today. Let's talk about it briefly. So let's squeeze it in.
Okay.
We didn't
answer his shit.
We said we gonna answer it through this. Watch. We gonna find a way. Cool. We still talking to you, Danny. Okay.
ADHD kicking our ass.
Personally, have realized that. I have not had some intimate sex in a very long time. I would say in the last 4 years, I've only had sex like out of pure like horniness and not because I liked this person that I was fucking.
Wow.
I know that sounds like I got a lot of bodies in the last 4 years. I don't. I'm saying,
okay, cemetery movie.
It's literally like two. There's three bodies. I upped one.
That ain't bad. In the last, you said in the last how many years?
Four.
Three bodies in 4 years ain't bad.
Okay. And like two of those years, I wouldn't get none. So. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I didn't come here to discuss my body count, bitch. What I'm trying to say is. The last time I had sex with somebody where I was emotionally attracted to them was in 2019. And before that, it was like 2017. And before that, it was like 2015. I'm ready to have sex with somebody I like. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Because now I'm at a point too where
you don't
I just
have
like,
that bond or connection with somebody yet.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm
that.
Also at the point like I just want to kick it. Without all of that, because I don't feel like being pissed off.
Yes, and that's where I'm at too. Like, I legit feel like right now, legit, I'm like, okay, I really just want to have like a really good bond with somebody enough to the point where we can just smash and we can still just be cool and it still makes sense without like feeling like entitled or feeling like I have to be around or feel like I have to do anything. Like a homie with benefits would be great. I would love a homie with benefits. I would love for just to be able to just like not feel weird giving you a hug after we fuck, or not feel weird like
laying up after we fuck, because it's like,
yeah,
I kind of want you to get up right now, but you can lay here.
Yeah, but it's cool. Like, we kicking it. Like, I want that type of vibe. And I be going back and forth like about like, oh, should I like break my celibacy or should I like just wait till I like do something? And it's like, I feel like you were saying earlier, I'm so inclined to the intimate type of sex that the sex where it's not as intimate, I'm kind of afraid of, because I know what I naturally crave. I naturally crave that intimacy after sex. I naturally crave that like sense of like us being together and like us like the bond and shit like that. And I know like a lot of times after you fuck guys, it's kind of like, okay, well, thanks for the ass. I'm on my way to In-N-Out Burger. And I kind of I want to go to In-N-Out Burger together after we fuck. Like, and that's like, that's kind of
and
like
not even I, on no like I'm in love with you type shit. Like, I really just want like one nigga who I'm hunching on.
Like,
we don't really owe each other nothing, but we have good sex and sometimes we go down to the Target together. I don't see the issue.
Like, what you doing, nigga? Okay, let's go there. Okay, boom. And then afterwards we might fuck after. We may not, but it's still like that sense of like, if I want to fuck, I know we can fuck. Some like that sense of like familiarity, whatever that word is. A sense of that, you okay, that? A sense of that with somebody. That's what I kind of like crave. And I keep getting into these headspaces where I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to end up fucking. I should just fuck, get it over with. And I'm also kind of in the headspace of just kind of like, well, it would be nice just to have like a friend, like a homie friend. Like, I'm just not ready to commit to anything right now other than, like, the podcast and, like, money, so.
I was almost in a place where I thought I was, like, mentally prepared to date. But I realized either I'm not ready or I'm still not willing to tolerate the bullshit that niggas think you're supposed to tolerate. So. Right. I'm just gonna continue to take my stuff back. I would like to like have somebody nut deep inside my butt and then go fix me a sandwich and come lay down and let's watch Judge Judy.
Okay, see now look. What if they don't wanna watch? Nobody, I ain't trying to watch no Judge Judy after I fuck. See, no.
I just want somebody to be around. To me, that's intimate stuff. Like, just
watch TV. I get it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be Judge Judy. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Going to the store and get some blunt so we can smoke some more. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit, like, we can be cool.
And it almost like, okay, as I'm breaking this down as we're describing shit, it almost sounds like we want a boyfriend without the title of having a boyfriend. Because that's literally
what it's sneak, a little toxic, but it's the truth.
The sneaky bitches next door, okay? Because look, we found a way around that boyfriend shit. We like, I don't want a boyfriend, but I want a boy that's a friend, you know? Like,
and I kind of pulled this because it's first of all, it's happening to me in real time, but also I saw a clip on, I don't know what the name of the show was, but it was reposted on the gay magazine Instagram, and the guy was saying like, shout out to y'all should post us if y'all want to, sidebar, I know we keep getting sidetracked, you know. So I'm starting to feel like I'm gonna have to start sending people our clips, but I also feel like that's corny. Like, I want us to like, get reposted genuinely and not because we asked them to.
I feel like that's also how a lot of people do it nowadays. Anyway, they like send like clips like, hey, check this out, let me know if you like it, blah blah blah. I feel like that's how a lot of people actually promote their shit now, unfortunately. And I feel like we're so used to doing everything naturally. Like, we built everything naturally. Nothing's been forced, nothing's been fake. Everything has come from us saying the wrong things at the right time, okay? And so literally everything that y'all see and everything that we do and every step that we take and going forward, it's naturally been
me personally, I just don't like asking for shit. But back to the point, which was, I'm sure I'm gonna remember right now.
I already forgot too. We were talking about
passionate,
how boyfriend, not a boyfriend.
Yes, because I saw a clip on Gay Magazine where the guy was saying like, yeah, like, you know, we can just like, we can have sex and then we can just like chill out there, and like if the people in the comments, like, and even the other person on the show was just like, well, that's a relationship. And I'm like, well, it's a type of relationship, but it's not, it's just like, we're chilling. And what's the harm with chilling if we both are on the same page with like, let's not even get emotional about this. Let's just
see,
chill.
But would your emotions not get involved a little bit? Okay. So let's say you start doing this situation with a nigga. And then, like, y'all watching Judge Judy, it had to be your fucking favorite episode. He start laughing at the same shit you fucking laughing at. Your ass would be like, bitch, I'm locked in. Like, you would be there.
But here's the thing. There, of course, there's the potential to get your feelings involved.
Oh, my God. That's the hard part.
But it's like, I feel like you will know if the other person is, like, moving towards that same vibe.
Yeah.
And then that's how, I mean, I feel like most people, not most people, but like, I feel like a lot of people develop full-blown relationships off some shit they was just chilling off of at first. Like, I think that's okay,
too.
And
that's what too. I want. I want that. I want a slow burn. I feel like all my relationships have been so...
That's the word, bitch. Slow burn.
Slow burn. And, like, I just wanted to naturally just, like, we enjoy each other's company. We grown so we can fuck. We cool so we can go hang out. And then if we see it makes sense down the road to get on that same page, we get on that same page. But for right now, we enjoy the page that we own, which is just this. But the part that was complicated for me would be like, what if they fucking other people? Or what if they have like more than one this one situation? Like,
but see, for me, I don't think about stuff like that because it's,
I mean, are you fucking raw? I'm thinking about that kind of shit. Like, I'm thinking about it. So I'm just kind of like,
it's not that I'm not thinking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's more so like, I'm just like, that's not my business. That's not my man.
I'm training myself on that. I'm training myself on how to be like that. Like just to look at somebody's relationship with me. Their relationship with everybody else doesn't really matter. Like, it doesn't. Like, it depends. But like, just to focus on somebody's relationship and how me and them correlate and how we get on the same page, like, and despite anything else, whether they fucking 20 other bitches or whatever, how do me and you fuck?
Yeah,
I'll try not to say fuck again.
So Danny, my advice to you would be just explore yourself sexually safely. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel like you're gonna be a stereotype of like verse niggas. Like, if you a nigga that like to get dick once a year, there's no harm in that. It's just, now when it comes to stuff like that, it's literally just about preference. Like, you don't feel like you have to be pigeonholed to be verse or bottom or top or anything. Just do whatever you feel like doing. If you wake up on Monday and want some dick, and you wake up on Tuesday and want some ass, get you some dick on Monday and some ass on Tuesday. Like, there's no harm in it at all. Don't even like almost put yourself in those type of boxes, because life is too short and we all want to get our dicks wet. It feels good. It makes us happy. That's why people masturbate and have sex all the time. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah, literally. And I feel like that's how sex generally works. You don't do the same thing all the time with the same people. You do different shit with different people and you enjoy different things with it. Like, everybody don't suck dick good, so you don't go for them to get your dick sucked. Just like some people, like,
why am I in it?
I didn't even say you, bitch. I didn't. It's a common thing. But it's just like, you just go to different people with different things, and you just, if you got a nigga that laid a dick down, could you go to him? If you got a booty that keep your dick hard when you in it, you go to that when you want to do that. It just, don't, I feel like a lot of times gays get held to this, what are you thing?
Yeah.
Are you top or are you bottom? And it's kind of like, well, some days,
bitch,
I'm like
me.
Had
it on the wrist, I ski. On the wall, by ski. Fuck who see. Look at you, fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weight in them villas. Talking about keys when his keys in the van, when he really move grams and he split it with his mans.
That's it.
Be
period.
You, bitch. Be yourself.
Be you.
And again, it's, I always say this. This is my go-to piece of advice for everything. Who gonna beat my ass? At the end of the day, if I can't get my ass beat over this, I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do. Ain't nobody, I don't give a fuck what a bitch called me. People be That's thinking I'm a top all the time. And then I whip out this cat and they be like, oh, you a bottom. Yeah, I am, bitch. So beat my ass. What are you gonna do? Nothing. I took it to the extreme, bitch. But you get my point. Just like, okay, don't I feel said, like bitch, you have
not,
to.
Not you pull that cat out the bag and they don't know how to, they don't know what to say.
Don't feel like you have to be like one or the other. Just be what At you feel all. Like being on the day that you wake up.
Okay, and it's not like a lot of people anyway don't fucking go periods of time being one thing, then they switch for something else the next time, or so forth and so on. Like, it's rarely ever anybody, well, except for me, because I'm a old, not old, old, I was gonna say an old hands maid, but like, there's like a lot of people who just don't stick to one thing. Like, people, it's sex. It's sex, not a fucking life.
Sex,
like,
is supposed to be
life sentence.
Fun. And I just want to say, there is a real thing about, you know, the judgment in the gay community. Like, like the gays be trying to shame other bottoms, and it's like, bitch, you're a faggot. Shut up.
Okay, bitch. You suck.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter if I was a strict bottom selling my pussy all across the continent of Africa, bitch. Are you going to beat my ass? No. Okay. So just stand back.
You're not.
Okay. And just also, Danny, you asked, when can you be a guest? So, as y'all can tell, we don't really have guests on this show. And it's not mostly because we don't really want to, because we kind of can run this shit ourselves. But yeah. Also,
okay.
We always have technical difficulties with guests, and that's why y'all don't see more of them. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to decline your feature request. Because now, in the future, if we get things situated, you know, if
bitch,
you're in town.
Not decline on air, bitch. Thank you for your services.
Thank you for your It's not because we don't like you, Danny. It's just because it's going to be a headache.
We can't handle it right now.
We cannot. Bitch, I told y'all a couple weeks ago, we is doing it by ourselves. It's hard. And this equipment is cheap, so we ain't got no money to be having fancy stuff going on. Every time we get somebody on here, we be having challenges. I'm telling y'all, episodes be going missing. Like, it's really a struggle to have guests on this show.
And we be trying. We wanted to have a month of guests so bad. It's something that we said that next year we will focus on a lot more. But we're working there. Our studio ain't where it needs to be yet. Once we get that shit in order, trust me, we gonna have guests. But even if we start doing like a little like call in thing, like even like, and then we attach it to a YouTube only part or so forth and so on. Like, that's something we can do, or like something like that. But like full blown guests yet, we ain't trying to crash the system. We breaking the internet.
Like, we gotta take it one step at a time, because you know I would hate to put out some trash just because, you know. Now, I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, I was putting out trash. It was okay. You know, you got to start from somewhere. Got to start from somewhere. And that's what I would like to instill upon you guys. Just, and I've been seeing a lot of this on my Instagram lately. Like, a lot of, like, you know, people who've, like, made it just trying to be motivational. I'm like, fuck you. You got money. I don't care. But they'd be like, you know... Oh, and actually, I just heard, and it's crazy because I heard it again today. Marlon Wayans was saying it during his interview on The Breakfast Club. He was saying basically like, yeah, like you just kind of got to like do your shit and do your shit now, and don't try to like wait until it's like perfect or until you think you get a bunch of money off of it. Like, you need to just like do your shit now. Sidebar. Marlon Wayans has a transgender child, and he talked about that as well. Yes.
I didn't know that.
His daughter transitioned into a guy, and so he's getting used to having another son, and he said he has a whole comedy special about it, and I can't wait to watch it, because I feel like he's one of those comedians that can like make a joke about the gay community and not
without making it a joke.
Exactly, Dave Chappelle. Yeah. So I just, you know, wanted to say.
That's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know until today.
Well, look at that. You learn a lot of things from podcasts. Like, hopefully you guys have learned tons of things today.
One more question before we get out of here, because this show has been running long. Congratulations. This is your gift to the world. Have you ever fallen asleep while jacking off?
No. Because it never lasts that long when I actually use time to finish. I have fallen asleep like after I've nutted with like nut on me, but other than that, like no, not in the process of it, because I like when when it's time to get started, I have charged up the battery long enough so that engine is ready to go, and baby, she be purring, and so I don't have time to sit there and fall asleep. But baby, I have waited for this moment, and I am not gonna miss my chance.
It's been so many times where I'm like stroking it and like totally will nod off, and then I'll wake up and get right back to it because I'm like, okay,
I knew you're about to say that.
Like, I have definitely, because I like the edge, but even if I'm not even really edging it and all that, like let's say I'm doing it for like 30 minutes, I've nodded off in like a 30 minute session. It's like, this is so ridiculous, but also like my hand already greasy, I might as well finish, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I didn't make it this far, I might as well finish the race.
Got to see it through, my boy.
You are so elderly. I like that. You got to see it through, my boy. Yeah, you are so elderly, bitch. That is some elderly ass auntie shit to do. Like when an old person eating, they fall asleep in the middle of eating. It's the equivalent of that for gays.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this very random episode. I hope you enjoyed all of it, all 1 hour and 30 something minutes of it. Okay. I don't usually like talking to people this long, but this was fun.
We're here.
Again, follow us on the YouTube. On YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe. I gotta say subscribe to us on YouTube. Leave a comment.
Oh, yeah.
Rate us on the podcast apps. That helps us get seen. Tell us what you think. You can follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. You can follow me on Instagram at Blackberry.
And tag your tag other podcasts that you enjoy and that you think that would enjoy us, and tell them listen, or tag your friends to check out their podcast and all that shit. But don't tag nobody that you didn't think that we didn't talk about. Okay, y'all don't do that in the cul-de-sac. So if you heard a sneak diss of somebody, you don't tag them. Yeah, you tag everybody else stuff.
Don't even tag no other podcasts. You know, tag the Shade Room or something. Something where we can get some exposure. Yeah.
Okay, Shade Room.
So tag T.S. Madison, because I want her on the show. Tag Angela Yee.
We want her back. I want to get on her show. Oh, yeah, Angela Yee. You know, that's our boss. That's our boss in my head, so.
Look, Angela, I am willing to work for a discounted rate. I was going to say free, but I got to pay the bills.
Okay. We could take the last 30 minutes that y'all use for lip service. You can let us slide on up in there. We'll go to New York. We won't listen. We'll even clean up after.
Because lip service is mother, and the girls are gonna look back one day and realize they haven't been giving Angela Yee her props. But a lot, Angela Yee got sons, and y'all don't want to admit it. And we like her sons, and her sons know sons. We are Angela Yee's sons, so this is how we know.
We are literally Angela Yee's sons, literally. So Angela Yee, hey, if this make it back to you.
Hey, Mom.
Don't forget about us, sis.
It's true. I'm not even playing. Angela Yee is the legend that y'all ain't giving her credit. Radio Hall of Fame, sweetie.
I say the moves she makes, and she gives back to the community. Like, Angela Yee be out here doing
the
shit.
The best part.
Always involved. Always involved. So, I mean, I know y'all like to get on her for Jay because y'all saw one half of her on the Breakfast Club. But then she has all these other platforms where she's actually showing herself and showing what she's about and showing who she really is. Y'all need to tap into that shit. And all the way up, Angela Yee is on point.
I was just about to say, y'all need to tune up. My car needs to tune up. It's on my brain. Y'all need to tune in to Way Up with Yee. It's a good show. I always learn something on the show. It's totally a different vibe. So, I mean, I guess
you have
to get adjusted to it.
She got new Mano.
I love Mano. First of all, Mano is so fine to me, and I love he whenever so he's on fine. The show. I love when yes. he's judging people. By the way, I told you. I don't know if if you listening, I don't know if I told you, but you kind of stole our segment. It's okay because we your sons. It's cool. You stole something from us too. It's okay.
Okay, it's fine. You know, we'll let you borrow.
We got confessions. You got to tell us a secret.
We gonna chop it up to the game. Okay, chop it up to osmosis. Okay,
and we've been doing that since. But you know what? We can't even really do that because Angela been doing this so long. We probably stole something from her and didn't even realize.
It's fine. We give the credit back, sis.
We not saying Angela stole nothing. We just saying I know you see us, Angela. Hey, girl.
And you can't ignore us, mother. We are here.
I'll be up there. I know the address to the radio station.
We going.
Don't have me escorted out.
When we go to New York, we gonna plan some shit. What city should we come to, y'all? Y'all always want to be guests and shit like that. What cities are y'all in? We come out there and we'll see what's up and we'll see what's going on. Because we are planning a world tour.
It's some people in New York I think we should definitely collab with some podcasters. I know a couple of people.
New York is definitely on our list. I know, like, California is on our list just as far as, like, networking goes. But we have some shit planned for y'all. We're really excited.
Okay. Well, we got to go. This is extremely long, and I officially have to pee. So, thank you guys so much for listening to this
Amanda podcast. Seals Linked Ass Podcast.
Oh, I love Amanda Seals. Let's go. I was going to say, let's talk about Amanda Seals. But no, let's go. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, y'all. Say my name, baby.